Good afternoon and welcome to the Marion and Mary Weary Center on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan University in Lincoln, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. We start things off with a women's contest. The Dort College Defenders enter today's contest 12-14 overall, 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan, by comparison, 1-21. They won their season opener, and they've lost 21 straight since. They are 0-17 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface here at Snyder Arena as part of the Weary Center. The Dort College Defenders out on the floor getting warmed up for today's contest. Nebraska Wesleyan has retreated to the locker room for their final instructions before coming to the playing floor. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensom about today's game right after this. The Dort College Defenders take on Nebraska Wesleyan Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this afternoon, and Coach Steensma, your team coming in off of a loss to the Morningside Mustangs on Wednesday. We talked after that game. You did some things very well in that game with Morningside. Now, I guess the idea is carry some of those good things forward over the last week and a half of the regular season.
Right. We need to carry the effort, energy, rebounding, some of the good things, but also we need to just be able to put more points on the board than in the 50s, and that's never going to be a good recipe against Morningside. And you know, we can learn a lot from watching Morningside and how they play and how hard they play and how they just continue to throw waves of people at you. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that we have to have a short memory of that game and, you know, just get ready to play Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon.
Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that has struggled to put wins together this year. What do they do? If they are going to be successful, what do they need to do against your team, I guess?
They have good post players, and if they get the ball inside, you know, they can cause some matchup problems. And you know, they haven't been real good in the full court, and they haven't been real good in the up-tempo game, so we'll try to make things up-tempo and try to get after them and press them a little bit. And, you know, I know that they struggled to score points, too, you know, and giving up 80 points a game, 80-plus, and scoring 57. So, you know, we need to make sure we play well. I guess, first and foremost, we need to play well, and, you know, then the results will fall in place for us.
Injury report, it seems to get longer every week. Jamie Cook, kind of a freak thing on Wednesday night, tripped, hurt her hip. She's not going to play today. You did get Elise Marish back on Wednesday night. I guess assess how Elise bounced back and what not having Jamie today does to your lineup and how you approach that.
Good. You know, it was nice to have Elise back out there. You know, she needs to get in the rhythm of things a little bit more and remembering where to go and what to do in certain situations. She struggled with that a little bit on Wednesday night, but she was able to put points on the board for us. So I thought for her, you know, the first half was a struggle and the second half was better. I thought she played better in the second half. So, you know, without Jamie is, you know, a horrible thing for anybody to have to play without Jamie. She's been doing such a great job. But we do get Elise, and so it seems like the season has been like that, where just the time we get somebody back, we also lose somebody. So we'll not have Jamie today, and Danelle is still missing today. She's gonna miss yet today, and we'll see once what happens after today. But her concussion, she has not been cleared yet. So you know, obviously Danelle is a big part of our success with her, you know, her smart play, defense, and shooting, and you know we'll miss that today. But we'll have other people. You know, that was just have to step into those roles.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Let's take a closer look then at these two teams. And let's begin with Nebraska Wesleyan. We already told you about their record, 1-21 overall, 0-17 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Felicia Tikalski scores 14 points per game with a 3.3 rebound average, and she is converting 40.1% of her shots. Courtney Cook and Bridget Busher are the other players averaging double figures with 11.9 and 11.1, respectively. Both Cook and Butcher are grabbing 6.2 rebounds per game. The Wolves are getting outscored 83.5 to 57.7 and out-rebounded 42.8 to 37.0. Nebraska Wesleyan is converting 35.7% of their field goals and allow 42.8% success for their foes. The Defender women average 71.1 points per game while building their record to 12-14, and anytime you have a team right around 500, they're going to be giving up about as many points as they average, and that is indeed the fact for Dort College this season. They're allowing 71.6 points per game, scoring 71.1. Dort College holds a slight 38.5 to 37.6 rebounding advantage. They're making 42.5% of the field goals. Opponents are converting 39.5% of the field goals that they try. Craig Steensman's team is making 33.6% of its field goal attempts, and that's three-point attempts, and 71.8% of the free throw attempts that they have taken. Elise Marish is the leading scorer. She was averaging over 16 points per game when she went down with an injury right before the Christmas break. That was when she last played before Wednesday night's loss to Morningside. She's currently averaging 15.6 points per game. She scored 9 points on Wednesday night. She gets to 4.2 rebounds and converts 52.9% of her field goals. Kara Van Dyke adds 13.8 points per contest with 7.4 rebounds, and she is converting 46.3% of her field goals. Jamie Cook contributes 11.1 points per game with 6.4 rebounds, and her shooting percentage is 55.5. Kayla Burkheis is the fourth player in double figures with a 10.9 average in 16 games played, and she has converted 37 three-point attempts in terms of three-point field goal attempts. Danelle Bone has 43, but she is unavailable today due to injury. Jasmine Skelhaus is second to Cook on the team in assists with just over 2 per game. Her scoring average is 6.9. Kim Cruz adds 5.2 points per game. Here then is your starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. They will go with number 5, Caleb Burkheis, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.9 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 6.9 points per contest. Kara Van Dyke wears number 31. She's averaging 13.8 points per game. She's a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota. And number 35 is Kim Cruz, a 5'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 5.2 points per game. Elise Marish will start in place of Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook will not play today. Marish is a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 15.6 points per game. For Nebraska Wesleyan and Coach Brittany Fett, they will start number 5, Courtney Cook, a 6-foot sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 24 is Felicia Tikalski, a 5'9 sophomore from Perth, Nebraska, averaging 14 points per game. Number 30 is Kelly Sanchez, a 5'10 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 6 points per outing. Number 35 is Libby Henschke. She's a 5'10 senior from Wakefield, Nebraska, averaging 0.8 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup, playing for the first time this season, will be senior Emily Linus, a 5'7 senior from Lone Tree, Colorado. She wears number 11. She averaged 4.4 points per game last season. She did not play up to this point this year. This will be her first appearance, as she sat out most of this season after recovering from a concussion early this year. And she has filled in mostly as a student coach this season for Nebraska Wesleyan, but she is in the starting lineup this evening wearing number 11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with the start of today's contest right after this. We are having the introductions of the starting lineups here at Snyder Arena on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan University in Lincoln, Nebraska. We've already passed those along to you. The other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today include Dakota Wesleyan at Hastings, Dort College at Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern's at Concordia, Briarcliff is at Midland, Morningside is at Doan. All of the Southern schools are hosting games this weekend. For the Dort College defenders, after today, two games remain on the regular season schedule. Dort College will be at Northwestern on Wednesday evening, and they will be wrapping up the regular season 1 week from today when they host the Midland Warriors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hill, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Opening tap is up, controlled by Dort College, and the defenders have the basketball. Right side pass over to King Cruz, tests the waters down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back around the horn, left side over to Kayla Brookice. Brookice back to Cruz. Cruz, the freshman from Holt, dumps it down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, the runner, no good. Rebound cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Courtney Cook. Cook hands it off to Linus. Linus into the front court. She passes right side over to Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball on the right wing. Guarded there by Skelhaas. Sanchez with it. Still has the dribble line. Picks it up now. Passes out front. Linus, three-pointer, top of the key. Missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And coming up with it was Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away. Now gets the return pass from Skelhaas. Dort College in the offense. They go top of the key to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Marish. Marish unable to knock down the jumper from the left wing. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Linus. Linus with the left hand. Takes it across the timeline. Linus picks up her dribble. Linus looking for someone to pass to. Gives it away to Sanchez. Sanchez with the ball out front. She's got her on the right side. 15 to shoot for Wesleyan. They pass it down low. Shot off the bottom of the backcourt. No good. Rebound taken by Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas into the front court. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice back over to Marish. Marish underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders take the early lead 2-0. 2-0 just underway. Wesleyan with the basketball on the left side with it is to Kulstey. To Kulstey out front to Cook. Cook drops it inside. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the play. Libby Henschke will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is going to go on Dort College and Elise Marish. Marish picks up the personal. That's her first. 18-19 remaining in the first half. Just underway from Lincoln. First free throw is up and through. Another free throw coming for Henschke. Henschke, a 50% free throw shooter this season, 1-for-2. She has not played a lot. Second free throw on the way is short, no good, so she's now 2-for-4 this season. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Cruz gets the return pass from Skelhaas underneath Marish. Marish on the block. Back outside it comes to Cruz. Cruz shot partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice on the baseline. Her 15-footer too strong, no good. Rebound taken away weak side by Sanchez. Sanchez up the floor for Nebraska Wesleyan. Takes it across half court. She's got it right side over to Amanda Diaz. Diaz checked in at the last break. Out front, Henschke. Henschke with the basketball. Gives it up to Sanchez. Sanchez driving in with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound Cruz. Cruz has numbers. 3-on-2. One player trailing as well. Cruz all the way into the lane. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. That foul is charged to Nebraska Wesleyan's Felicia Tekulski. Tekulski whistled for her first personal. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cruz shooting a pair. Dort College leading 2-1, pending free throws. First one is up and down for Cruz. She's got another one on the way. A second free throw coming for Kim Cruz. Second free throw is up and through as well, so Cruz makes them both. Kim Cruz with 2 points. Dort College leads 4-1. 4-1 Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Amanda Diaz with it. Diaz has it on the right wing. They give it off to Cook. Cook shot no good. That's Courtney Cook. Remember, Jamie Cook for Dort College will not be playing today. She's still recovering from an injury suffered on Wednesday evening in the loss to Morningside, where she injured a hip, I believe. Wesleyan inbounding the basketball left side of the lane. They give it out front to Butcher. Butcher shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play called on Marish, and Marish has picked up her second personal foul. Elise Marish picks up the personal foul. Bridget Butcher will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. First free throw is up and through for Butcher. So Dort College forced to go to the bench with Elise Marish checking out. Butcher makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-3. Up the floor, right side, Brookice. Brookice looking down low for Micah Hulst, and a kick called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Tucholsky. It'll be North College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cruz. Cruz looking, gets it into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball, back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College and Micah Hulst. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball, Cruz is out, Chapman checks in. Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding the basketball, this is Sanchez. Sanchez brings it up the middle of the floor. Sanchez on the right-hand side with it. Gets a screen, and we've got an illegal screen called on Felicia Tucholsky. Tucholsky picks up her second personal foul. Tucholsky commits the foul, but Jasmine Skelhaas shaken up on the play. Skelhaas did not see that screen coming, and now Skelhaas is on the floor for the Dort College defenders. And she is shaken up. Jessica Jelsma is going to have to check into the ballgame for Dort College. Trainers attending to Jasmine Skelhaas at the moment. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Van Dyke, Hulst, Chapman, Brookice, and Jelsma. They will help Skelhaas to her feet. 4-3 our score, 16:59 left to play in this first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Chapman with the basketball out front, picks up her dribble, looking for some of the pass to. Passes it left side, Brookice. Brookice back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up, and she is blocked. Rebound taken away by Butcher. Butcher with the basketball, gives it up. With it is Sanchez. Sanchez running the point for Nebraska Wesleyan. She passes left side over to Diaz. Diaz with the ball on the left wing. Diaz looking down low. Now Sanchez. Sanchez all the way down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back out front to Butcher. Butcher with the basketball. Butcher to Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Five to shoot. Now it's Diaz. Diaz dumps it down low. Ball's down on the floor. Jump, and it's going to go out of bounds. Shot clock expires. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball after the shot clock violation by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College, Jelsma over to Brookice. Brookice with it on the left wing. Brookice to Chapman. Chapman sets, fires three off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan and Stacy Beller. Beller with the basketball to Sanchez. Sanchez out front, Nebraska Wesleyan trailing 4-3. 15:50 left to play, first half. They pass it down low, with it is Cook. Cook spins, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called before the shot. That's going to go against Kara Van Dyke, and that's foul number one on Van Dyke. Robin Blount and Emily Newman check into the contest. Van Dyke and Brookice check out. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Diaz. Diaz to Cook. Cook, left side, puts it inside. Now we've got a hold called on Dort College. Foul called on Dort College and Emily Newman. Newman picks up her first. Team foul number four on the defenders. Neither team able to get into the offensive flow yet. Pass comes into Butcher. Butcher shot up, no good, but a foul on the play. Called on the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Micah Hulst, I believe. Team foul number five on the defenders already. Dort College whistled for three fouls on this possession. Butcher, free throw is up and good. So Butcher makes another one. All of Nebraska Wesleyan's points coming from the free throw line at this point. Butcher now with 4 points. Wesleyan leads at 5-4. Newman at the free throw line, picks up her dribble, comes back to Jelsma. Jelsma inside it goes to Holst. Holst spins in, left-handed layup, good. Micah Holst with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 6-5. Amanda Diaz setting the offense, comes to Sanchez. Sanchez at the free throw line, spins her way into the lane, cut off. Comes back out front to Stacy Beller. Beller to Butcher. Butcher scoops it up with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Holst, but Holst can't control it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College to lead Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding the basketball for the Prairie Wolves. Ball comes to Diaz. Diaz with it on the left elbow. Diaz gives it up to Beller. Beller's shot, good. Stacy Beller with her first 2 points today. First field goal for Nebraska Wesleyan, and Wesleyan leads it 7-6. Pulling the trigger from the outside is Abby Chapman, and Chapman hits the three. Abby Chapman, the 5'9 sophomore from Arvada, Colorado, for the defenders, knocks down the triple, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-7. Left side is Beller. Beller kicks it back out. Sanchez. Sanchez three from the wing. No good. Trying to answer. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst with the basketball. Long pass into the front court to Blount. Blount tries to feed it back to Newman. Chapman ends up with it on the left wing. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it down low. Comes back to Jelsma. Jelsma shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Shot no good by Sanchez on her drive with the left hand. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma head to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman stops, pops. 10-footer off the heel. No good there for the rebound. And the putback is Micah Holst. Holst with 4 points. Dort College leads 11-7. 11-7 our score. Wesleyan trailing by four with the basketball. Dort College in front on defense. Looking like man-to-man defense for the defenders. Beller. Step back three on the way, misses off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Comes right side Newman. Newman, spin move into the lane. Her shot is good. Emily Newman with a two-point basket. Dort College on a 7-0 run. They've turned a 6-7 deficit into a 13-7 advantage. Right side with the basketball is Diaz. Diaz on the wing. Diaz comes back to Ashley. Kylie Ashley on the left side, Beller. Beller to Sanchez. Sanchez at the top of the key. Sanchez using upper dribble. She comes back right side, Diaz. Diaz three, no good off the heel. Rebound tipped by Newman, controlled by Chapman. Here comes Dort College. Chapman into the front court. Chapman has it in between the circles. Crossover dribble all the way to the hoop with the left hand. Her lay-in is good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Dort College in the backcourt. Alexis Elbert is fouled on the inbounds play. Wesleyan inbounding after the timeout. They get it into Linus. Linus bringing the basketball up. Linus behind the back dribble. She's got it at midcourt. Linus working against Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas shaken up earlier in the ball game on an illegal screen. She's back into the contest, though. Courtney Cook with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-9. That's the first bucket for Nebraska Wesleyan in a while. Driving in was Skelhas. Skelhas lost it on the way up. Coach Craig Steensma wants a foul call. Linus on the left side. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas to Marish, and Marish has it off of her fingertips and out of bounds. So the turnover by Dort College. Skelhas trying to press the issue. Overshot Marish by just a bit. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Courtney Cook to throw it in. Cook gets it into Linus. Dort College full court pressure defense. Linus in the backcourt dribbles it off of her foot. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Dort College building a 15-9 advantage. Cruz tossing it in. Gets it into Blunt. Blunt underneath the basket. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Robin Blount fouled on the way up. Foul's called on Diaz. Diaz whistled for first per Nebraska Wesleyan. So that's foul number three on Nebraska Wesleyan. Robin Blount to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. I beg your pardon, trying to complete the three-point play. So she'll shoot one here. Free throw on the way for Robin Blount is off the heel, no good. Robin Blount struggling from the free throw line this season, now 6 for 24 this year. Now a foul called on the ensuing loose ball after the rebound was tapped out. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan shooting a one-and-one will be Emily Linus. Linus, a 5'7 senior from Lone Tree, Colorado. In her first action this season, shooting a 1-1. Free throw on the way is up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz, doesn't have the number. She'll let traffic clear. 11:35 and counting, first half. Comes to Burkeis. Burkeis has it tapped away by Sanchez. Sanchez coming up the floor with the left hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Dort College leading 17-9. Skelhas gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane. Comes back to Burkeis. Burkeis in traffic. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside. On the right wing with it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside Burkeis. Burkeis with the basketball. Lobs it in for Marish. And a foul called over the top. A push called on Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook whistled for the personal. North Kalnich will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas to Cruz. Cruz, three from the right wing. Good. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket. She's got five, and the North Kalnich defenders lead 20-9. 10:50 left to play, first half. Sanchez picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Tucholsky. Tucholsky feeds it down low. Shot no good by Bridget Butcher. Dort College controls it. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up to Burkeis. Burkeis to Marish. Marish with the right hand, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming up with it was Alexis Elbert. On the right wing with it is Tucholsky. Tucholsky with it in between the circles. Picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. And now we've got a travel called on Nebraska Wesleyan. A travel violation whistled against Tucholsky. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Right side it goes to Burkeis. Burkeis with it on the right wing. Goes inside to Marish. Marish facing up with the right hand. Puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook comes away with a rebound. Out front with the basketball is Sanchez. Sanchez to Cook. Cook driving in. A lot of contact. Two Dort College players end up on the floor along with Courtney Cook. And a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. Foul goes on Van Dyke. That's number two on her. Michael Holst waiting at the scores table to check back into the contest. First free throw is up and good for Courtney Cook. Marish is out. Holst is back in. Marish checks out at the 9:53 mark. Our score. Nebraska Wesleyan converts both free throws with Courtney Cook shooting those free throws. North College trail leads 20-11. Kara Van Dyke with it on the right elbow of the lane. Van Dyke has Cruz open. Hands it off to Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the play by Amanda Diaz. Diaz picks up her second. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. She has 5 points already today. She's got a couple of free throws and a three-point basket. She's shooting two free throws here with 9:39 left to go in the half. First free throw is good. Cruz averaging 5.2 points per game. She's got six already today. Another one on the way for the freshman from Hull, Iowa, prepped at Western Christian. care of Van Dyke, taps the ball out of bounds off of a Nebraska Wesleyan player, Amanda Diaz. Diaz tried getting the rebound. Van Dyke tipped it away. And it was off of her foot out of bounds. It'll be North College inbounding the basketball with Brookhuis doing the honors on the sideline. Brookhuis gets it in to Skelhaas. Skelhaas guarded closely there by Sanchez. Right side with the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to find Brookhuis. Ball's tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming up with it to Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook lay in good. Cook gets the shot to go. And they're going to call Jasmine Skelhaas for the foul, and I think the referee anticipated a contact there. Did not have a good angle on it. Our clear angle had Skelhaas pulling away from the play and not even coming close to making contact with a shooter. As it is, Cook's free throw doesn't go down. The three-pointer on the way by Brookhuis, and Kayla Brookhuis answers with a three. York College leads 23-13. 24-13, beg your pardon. Didn't mark down the made free throw by Cruz moments ago. Dort College with a steal on the back end of the press. That was Holst. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. Cruz comes back right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up three-point line. Comes out front instead to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Brookhuis to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles out front. Lobs it down low for Van Dyke. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Now five. Comes back to Brookhuis. Brookhuis, another three. Another one's good. Kayla Brookhuis with back-to-back threes, and the Dort College defenders have doubled up on Nebraska Wesleyan at 27-13. They've more than doubled up at this point. Dort College leading 27-13. And a timeout on the floor charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Wesleyan basketball, North College leading 27-13, 8:19 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance, Rodabors and agents, 712-737-6000. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, Sanchez. Sanchez goes to Diaz, Diaz back to Sanchez. Sanchez on the right wing, five to shoot. Now Diaz, Diaz, corner, three, no good, off the rim. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan to Kalstein. Now stolen by Skelhaas. Dort College gets the basketball back. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Her 10-footer is up and good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. Cruz now with eight. Dort College leads 29-13. Bring the basketball up, Nebraska Wesleyan. Amanda Diaz with it. Diaz to Sanchez. Sanchez back to Diaz. Diaz to Sanchez. Sanchez three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, putting it in from short range is Butcher. Butcher with six. North College leading 29-15. Back the other way is Brookhuis. Brookhuis collision in the lane, no call made. Here comes Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez with it on the left side. Driving baseline cut off there by Van Dyke. Puts it off the side of the backboard out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jelsma and Newman are in. Kara Van Dyke checks out of the contest along with Skelhaas. 29-15 Dort College. Leading by 14, Jelsma running the offense. She passes left side over to Cruz. Kim Cruz passes to Newman. Newman spins to the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the left elbow. Kick out Cruz. Cruz top of the key. Right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis, they feed it to Holst. Holst with the right hand. Can't get it to go. It hung on the rim and fell out. Here comes Wesleyan. To Kolsky. Left side, Diaz. Diaz with the basketball. Diaz comes back to Linus. Linus out front. Shot on the way, no good off the heel. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. 6:20 left to play, first half. Right side with it is Newman. Newman gets the baseline. Double team, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Holst. Holst loses it out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 6:14 left to go in the contest. In the first half, I should say. Wesleyan leading, trailing 29-15. Maris checks into the ball game, back in along with Abby Chapman. Left side pass, Kylie Ashley. Right side with the wing, with it is Wesleyan. Butcher, takes it in against Marish, and stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Butcher. It'll be North College basketball. Newman to inbound the basketball. Gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma to Chapman. Chapman bringing the ball up. Chapman comes over to Newman. Newman to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Nothing there for Chapman. They feed it down low to Marish. Marish, turnaround. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be North College basketball. Looked like from my vantage point it might have been off of Marish's hands. It will be North College basketball. Newman to toss it in. Newman inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Emily Newman gets it into Jelsman. Jelsman's fouled on the play by Emily Linus. Linus whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 6 for Nebraska Wesleyan in this first half. Next foul, North College will be in the bonus. They get it into Marish. Marish pump fake, puts it up from short range. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming away with it is Tikalski, and her pass is taken back by Jelsma. Jelsma with a steal. Tied up on the play immediately, though. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. On the floor for North College, Jelsma, Chapman, Newman, Brookice, and Marish. Linus brings the ball up against Chapman. Linus with the basketball, driving right hand, stops, looks, nothing there. Brookice comes away with a steal on the pass. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice loops it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma over the glass, good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket for the senior from Hudsonville. That's her first points. North College with a steal on the inbounds play. Chapman with a three, answering yes. Abby Chapman with 8 points. North College leads 34-15. So North College in front by 21. Right side pass, Butcher. Butcher shot, short, armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish saves it in off of a Wesleyan player. That's Kelly Sanchez. It'll be North College basketball. Robin Blount checks into the contest. 4:44 left to play in this first half. North College basketball right side with it. They feed it down low to Marish. Marish turns. She's on the elbow. Comes back over to Newman. Newman with it to Blount. Blount to Chapman. Chapman to Marish. Marish puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a basketball. 4:20 left to play in this first half. North College 34, Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Down to the baseline with it is Cook. Cook driving in, her shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Brittany Butcher. Butcher with 8. North College leads 34-17. Left side is Robin Blount. Blount on the wing, comes back over the top to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Robin Blount. Blount back to Chapman. Chapman's facing up is Marish. Marish shot strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan leads, trails, I should say, 34-17. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez feeds it back down low to Butcher. Butcher with the basketball. Butcher with the left hand. Count the hoop. She's fouled, and Elise Marish has just picked up her third personal foul. Marish picks up her third. Going to the free throw line will be Bridget Butcher, averaging 11.1 points per contest. She's got 10 points pending the free throw. Holst will check in. Marish will check out. And Wesleyan will send Bridget Butcher to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Butcher makes the free throw. She's got 11 first-half points for Wesleyan. North College leads 34-20. Skelhaus passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke feeds it back out front to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her, forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan as we close in on the three-minute mark of this first half. On the right wing with the basketball is Sanchez, and a foul on the play called on Micah Holst. Holst whistled for her second personal foul. Well, that might be number 3 on her. Well, number 2, they say. They put it up on the board. took them just a split second to get the numbers changed. Free throw on the way is up and through for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bridget Butcher shooting another free throw. She's got 12 first half points. Second free throw, no good, but Nebraska Wesleyan comes away with a rebound. York College leads by Baker's dozen. Shot by Butcher, no good. Rebound controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz feeds it ahead, Robin Blount. Blount down to the baseline with a left hand, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Stacy Beller. Beller on the right wing. Beller picks up her dribble, goes to Sanchez. Sanchez, a two, is good. Kelly Sanchez with a two-point basket, and York College trails 34. York College leads 34-23. Wesleyan has scored 6 points in a row. Make that 8 points in a row. York College led at 1 point, 34-15. Pass down low for Holst. Holst over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz drops it into the corner. Skelhas. Skelhas, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Blount. Blount back over to Skelhas. Skelhas, ball fake, Robin Blount. Robin Blount gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz, shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Sanchez for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance to cut the lead down from 11. A 2 makes it a 9-point game. 3 obviously gets them back to within 8. That's as close as they would have been in a while. Last time they were within 8 was at 21-13. Right side with it. Wesleyan, shot no good. Rebound no good. The putback on the rebound no good by Courtney Cook. Here comes York College. Van Dyke with it in between the circles out front. Van Dyke back to Cruz. Cruz inside to Micah Holst. Holst spins with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan will bring it up. Kelly Sanchez in between the circles. 1:20 remaining in the half. York College 34, Wesleyan 23. Amanda Diaz with a drive on the left side. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Skelhas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow. Van Dyke looking, gets it to Blount. Blount off the glass, good. Robin Blount with her second field goal today. She's got 4. And the North College defenders trail lead 34-25. Up to go in this half. Well, they had the wrong 2 points up on the board moments ago. Now it's 36-23, York College by 13 rather than 9. Ball tipped away by Hulse, controlled by Wesleyan. Sanchez drives the lane, and she's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to York College. Newman is in, Blount is out, Bruckheis is in, Van Dyke is out. Newman to throw it in with York College enjoying a 13-point lead. York College can hold for the last shot of the half if they wish. Just a 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Cruz has the basketball. Kim picks it up, passes over to Newman. Newman gives it left side to Kayla Bruckheis. Bruckheis to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz to Skelhas. 12 seconds on the play clock. 8 now on the game clock. And an illegal screen called on York College, and that's going to be on Micah Holst, and that's number 3 on her. York College will get to halftime with 2 players with 3 fouls each. That'll be Holst and Marish. They're going to leave Holst in the ballgame for the time being. Checking into the contest, York College will go with a new player. That is Shady Yeager checking in with 7.7 seconds remaining. Wesleyan to throw it in, Diaz. Diaz gets it inbounded. With it is Beller. Beller up the floor. 4 seconds left. She's at the free throw line. Kicks it into the left corner. 3, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, York College 36, Nebraska Wesleyan 23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The York College Defender women lead Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime 36-23. York College trailed At 5-4 and 7-6, Stuart College went on a 9-0 run to go up 15-7 and haven't been seriously challenged since. Stuart College led by as many as 19 at 34-15. Wesleyan answered with an 8-0 run to make it 34-23. Stuart College got a 2-point bucket to make it 36-23. And that's where we stand at halftime. Unofficially, Dort College led by Kim Cruz with 8. Bridget Butcher leads Nebraska Wesleyan unofficially with 12 points. We'll be back with a rundown of all the scoring from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime in women's basketball play, 36-23. Here are the numbers through the first half of action. Dort College, 14 of 37 from the floor, 37.8%, 5 for 8 on 3, 62.5%, 3 for 5 on free throws for 60%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 7 of 29 from the floor, 24.1%, 0 of 8 on 3s, 0%, 9 for 13 on free throws for 69.2%. Wesleyan holds a slight 26-25 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 5, Nebraska Wesleyan has 10. Individually for Dort College, Kim Cruz and Abby Chapman are credited with 8 points apiece. 6 points for Kayla Brookice, 4 each for Robin Blount and Micah Hulst, 2 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Jessica Jelsma. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 12 points for Bridget Butcher, 6 for Courtney Cook. 2 each for Stacy Peller, 2 for Kelly Sanchez, and 1 for Libby Hinschke. Kara Van Dyke has 4 rebounds for the defenders to pace them. Micah Hulst and Jessica Jelsma each have 3, and Kim Cruz has 3. 2 for Elise Marish, 2 for Jasmine Skelhaus, and 2 for Robin Blunt. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 5 rebounds for Kelly Sanchez, 4 for Bridget Butcher, 3 for Stacy Peller, 2 for Amanda Diaz, 2 for Felicia Tucholsky, 3 for Courtney Cook. 3 steals for Nebraska Wesleyan as a team. 3 different players have 1 steal each. For Dort College, Kayla Brookice has 2 steals. 2 other players have 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of the conference scores at halftime right after this. Scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball at halftime. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan 45-36. Northwestern over Concordia 43-42. Midland Briarcliff actually haven't gotten to halftime yet. That is par for the course in those games with Briarcliff. Probably a lot of turnovers, fair amount of fouls. There's typically a lot of clock stoppages, and they're running just a little behind schedule in Fremont today. With about a minute left to go in the first half, it was 41-37 Midland leading Briarcliff. Morningside over Doan, 37-34. Dort College leads Nebraska Wesleyan 36-23 at the half. Women's basketball standings heading into play today. Concordia is 15-3. Hastings and Northwestern are 14-3. Morningside is 13-4. So 4 teams within a game of the top spot with 3 games to go for most. Concordia only has 1 game remaining after today. Hastings, Northwestern, and Morningside will all have 2 games remaining after play today. Midland is 9-8. Dakota Wesleyan is 9-9. They'll have 1 game remaining after play today. Briarcliff is 7-10 in the conference. Doan 6-11. Dort College 5-12. Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan 3-15 and 0-17, respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing permutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmental. That's made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Second half of play right after this. Both teams were ready to go, so they clipped some time off of the board, and we got started with play. Dort College missed on their first opportunity of the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball. Driving the lane, laying it up with the right hand is Courtney Cook. She's got 8 points, and the Dort College lead is 36-25. Jasmine Skelhaus into the front court. She passes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz with the basketball, gives it up Marish. Marish with a lob pass down low, and the turnover as Van Dyke was down on the block. She spun out to the outside of the lane. Marish threw it underneath the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Emily Linus brings it up for Wesleyan. She passes out front to Courtney Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook gives it up Sanchez. Sanchez three is good. Kelly Sanchez with 5 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 36-28. An 8-point advantage for the defenders, and a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 18:38 left to go in the contest. Dort College leading by 8. Dort College forced to call a timeout. First couple of possessions were not what they wanted. One was a turnover, one was a missed shot. Caravan Dyke gets the ball in by Cruz with the basketball. Cruz tries to pass it out. It's tipped, controlled by Cruz. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Skelhaus gave it up Brookice. Brookice lost it in the lane. It's picked up. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball. Amanda Diaz across the timeline. Diaz with it on the right wing. Diaz picks, well, doesn't pick up her dribble yet. Now she hesitates. Cruz turned an ankle the way it looked playing defense. And the Dort College defenders get the ball back as Wesleyan turns it over. Basically an unforced error. Pass goes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz out front, Brookice. Brookice goes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cruz. Cruz down underneath. Puts it up. Two players around her. Now she's called for traveling as the ball came back to her and she fell down as she gathered it in. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Trailing by 8. 17:54 remaining in the ball game. Sanchez will bring it up for Wesleyan. Wesleyan hanging around in this one. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball. Sanchez. Sanchez has it poked away from her by Skelhaus. Skelhaus wrestling it back as Amanda Diaz had her hands on it, and Diaz is called for a third personal foul. Team foul number one on Nebraska Wesleyan in this half. Ball's inbounded to Brookice. Brookice will bring it up. Kayla Brookice with the basketball. She goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath to Marish. Marish facing up. Her five-footer rolls around and drops through. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, her first of the day. Dort College leads 38-28. Left side with the basketball is Tucholsky. Tucholsky to Cook. Cook goes right side Diaz. Diaz feeds it down low. Butcher, nothing there. He's bothered by Van Dyke. Comes back left side. Tucholsky. Tucholsky dumps it underneath Butcher. Butcher shot no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. Marish outlet pass over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College. Defenders have led by as many as 19. That came late in the first half. Wesleyan went on a little run, though, to cut the lead down late in the first half. Kayla Brookice, a three from the left wing, is good. Kayla Brookice with three threes today. Dort College reestablishes a 13-point lead, 41-28. 9 points for Brookice. Right side pass over to Tucholsky. Tucholsky with it on the wing, guarded there by Brookice. Throws it to Nebraska Wesleyan player Butcher. It's tapped into the backcourt. Butcher will pick it up. 13 now to shoot for Wesleyan. 12, she takes it across the timeline. Comes back to Sanchez. Sanchez is going to take it herself. She's got it on the left elbow. Kicks it out. Three on the way is good for Amanda Diaz. Diaz with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads by 10, 41-31. Brookice, same spot. She hit a three from moments ago. Passes off instead over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice on the left wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz just inside the three-point arc. Back it goes left side over to Marish. Marish, Cruz. Cruz posting up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, left elbow jumper, no good. Courtney Cook comes away with a rebound. Cook hands it off to Tucholsky. Tucholsky across half court. Tucholsky passes it off to Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez gives it up. Cook. Cook in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball over to Brookice. Brookice head full of steam. Nobody stops her. She kicks it off. Left baseline over to Marish. Marish, two-point bucket. Good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 41-33. I beg your pardon, 43-31. Dort College by a dozen. 15 minutes left to play in the first half. In the ballgame, that is. Wesleyan with the basketball. And now we have a travel violation called on Tucholsky. Tucholsky. Called for the travel violation. Three new players in for the defenders. Jelsma, Chapman, and Hallstar in. Skelhas, Marish, and Cruz check out. Our score. 14:55 left to play in the ballgame. Driving baseline, laying it up is Kayla Brookice. Brookice with a two-point bucket. She's got 11. Dort College leads 45-31. Dort College in front by 14 after Wesleyan had cut the lead down to 8 early in the second half. Down to the baseline and kicking it off of her foot out of bounds is Stacy Beller. Beller unable to control it on the drive to the baseline. Jessica Jelsma has the basketball. Jelsma with it across half court. Jessica with it on the left wing. Jessica Jelsma passes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Chapman. Chapman, three, got it. Abby Chapman with 11 points today. Dort College reestablishing a 17-point lead, 48-31. 48-31 our score. Diaz with it. Diaz with it on the right wing. They feed it down low. Diaz back to Butcher. Butcher has a block by Hulst. Rebound Hulst. Here comes Dort College. Coming away with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Left side, Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman with it on the left side. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Hulst. Hulst crossing over. Scoops it up. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Butcher. That's her first personal foul. Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two. We have a timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. 13:49 remaining. Ball game, Dort College 48, Nebraska Wesleyan 31.
Did you miss the play-by-play?
Two free throws on the way for Micah Hulst as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and all member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Micah Hulst makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good as well. So Hulst makes both free throws. It's 50-31, Dort College by 19, matching their biggest lead of the contest. Jessica Jelsma pokes it away from behind. Emily Newman comes up with the basketball. She hands it back off to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the right side. Jelsma has her pocket picked. Here comes Sanchez. Sanchez driving in. Spin move. Left-handed layup. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma up the floor with it on the right side. Goes over to Brookice. Brookice with it. Lob pass down low to Hulst. Hulst puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. Free throw by Hulst is up, in and out, no good. Courtney Cook will check into the contest. Checking out is Bridget Butcher. Kim Cruz will check into the contest for the defenders. And checking out is Abby Chapman. 13:20 remaining in this contest. Free throw on the way for Micah Hulst. This one's in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Jelsma. Jelsma is fouled, though. I don't know if they'll give her shot attempts here. And they will say that she was on the way up. Jessica Jelsma shooting two free throws. The officials now conferring. 50-31, Dort College by 19, 13:18 remaining in the contest. And they're going to say out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. No shot attempts for Jelsma. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. Cruz. Cruz over to Jelsma. Jelsma underneath Hulst. Hulst back over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma puts it up in traffic. Good. Jessica Jelsma with 4 points. Dort College extends the lead to 21-52 to 31. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with it out front. Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez setting the offense. Sanchez on the left wing gets the return pass now. Swing it back over to Stacy Beller. Beller's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Defenders leading by 21. With the basketball is Newman. Newman looking down low. Newman with the basketball comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Jelsma. Jelsma to the cutter, Newman. And Newman is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan's Courtney Cook. That's number two on her. Blount, Skelhaas, and Van Dyke are in. Newman, Jelsma, and Brookice are out. With it on the left side is Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the wing. Skelhaas looks down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan up the floor with the basketball is Beller. Beller on the right wing. Beller to Diaz. Diaz comes back over to Alexis Elbert. Elbert through the lane pass. Shot on the way is in and out, and it drops through as it kicks off of the board. Stacy Beller with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 52-33. Dort College with this one in control. 11:50 left to go in the contest. Kick-out pass. Kim Cruz after the drive by Van Dyke goes back into the corner to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Hulst. Hulst puts it up. Shot is blocked by Kylie Ashley. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan down 19. Right side with it is Amanda Diaz. Diaz gets the return pass. She'll fire a three, and she hit it. Amanda Diaz with her second three of the second half. Dort College leads 52-36. Coming back the other way is Cruz. Cruz, reverse layup. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And the defenders lead 54-36. Steal by Robin Blount. Blount with a steal at midcourt. Underneath the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled on the play. So Robin Blount will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Foul's called on Elbert. That's number two on her. Team foul number six on Nebraska Wesleyan in this half. So Robin Blount with two free throws. First one is up and good. Maris checks into the contest. She's got five. Blount with 5 points. So Hulst is out at the 11:04 mark. Maris checks in. Second free throw on the way for Robin Blount is up, and this one's not good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Dort College leads 55-36. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Prairie Wolves have it. Sanchez. Sanchez with it on the right side. Sanchez to Diaz. Diaz on the wing. And pass down low, and committing a foul is Marish. Marish commits the foul as Bridget Butcher had position down low. That's her fourth personal. So Marish in foul trouble as she has been most of the night, or most of the afternoon. Into the corner, Sanchez. Sanchez, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And Van Dyke has it tipped away from her by a Wesleyan player. Kara Van Dyke will inbound the basketball. Skelhaas takes it up. Skelhaas over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. They give it to Marish. Marish underneath. Her shot no good. And now a foul called on Marish underneath the hoop, and she's going to foul out of the ballgame. .10:28 left to go in this ballgame. Elise Marish fouls out of the contest. She will leave with 4 points. And she fouls out here at the 10:28 mark. Micah Hulst is back into the game. Don't be surprised to see Emily Newman playing a few more minutes in the post for her. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Sanchez. Sanchez out front to Butcher. Butcher with the ball. Butcher to Sanchez. Sanchez puts the shot up, blocked by Blount, but there for the rebound and the putback is Courtney Cook. Cook with a two-point basket. York College leads 55-38. Michael Hulst underneath gets the shot to go, and Michael Hulst will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Michael Hulst with 8 points, and she's got a three-point play coming. She can make the free throw. 57-38, our score, Door College by 19. Brooke Ice is in. Blount is out. So free throw on the way for for Hulst. Hulst, free throw is up and good. Micah Hulst this afternoon, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. She has 9 points. And with 9:54 remaining, Dort College leads by 20, 58-38. Nebraska Wesleyan bringing the ball up. This is Sanchez. Sanchez in between the circles, guarded there by Brookice. Pass on the left side to Elbert. Elbert to Butcher. Butcher with the basketball. Butcher lob pass goes down low. Shot is up. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. That's Kylie Ashley with a two-point basket, and she will go to the free throw line for an opportunity at the three-point play. So Caravan Dyke picks up her third personal foul with 9:36 remaining in regulation. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Micah Hulst. Hulst gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas up the floor with it. North College sitting on an 18-point advantage. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice, left side, Cruz. Cruz with the ball, intended for Skelhaas. Ball goes through her hands, tracked down near midcourt by Van Dyke. 6 to shoot for the defenders. Brookice back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will let fly with a 3, and she beats the shot clock with a 3-point bucket. Kara Van Dyke with 5 points. Dort College leads 61-40, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Wesleyan basketball on the right side, Diaz. Diaz to Elbert. Elbert left wing. Now Sanchez. Sanchez is called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball to Dort College. Dort College will get it on the turnover. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. A foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. And Van Dyke has just picked up foul number 4. Well, we've seen Newman come into the ball game, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. 61-40, Dort College leading by 21. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Nebraska Wesleyan out of the timeout. A quick shot. No good. Michael Hulst is there for the rebound. Dort College on the other end now, and Dort College misses a shot with Emily Newman on the left side of the lane. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by 21 with 8 minutes remaining in the contest. Sanchez with the basketball. She passes right side over to Butcher. Butcher to Sanchez. Sanchez to Butcher. Butcher right wing. She comes back out front to Amanda Diaz. Diaz with the basketball. Diaz will put it up from 12. Short, no good. Sanchez gets the offensive rebound. She's in the lane. Drops it off for Butcher. Butcher layup good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Butcher with her first bucket of the second half. Jasmine Skelhaas gets caught for the personal. Her second. And a free throw on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Butcher, that is. And she makes the free throw. She's got 15. And the Dort College lead is 61-43. 7:35 left to play in the game. Dort College going after their 13th win of the season. Sixth of the conference. Left side pass comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim down to the baseline. Gets a step. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Kim Cruz with 12 points. Dort College leads 63-43. Dort College back up by 20. Dort College has led by as many as 21. Wesleyan basketball. Kelly Sanchez on the wing. Sanchez looking for someone to pass to. Gets it out front to Tucholsky. Tucholsky in the lane. Her shot hangs on the rim. Falls out. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the rebound. Gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Brookice. Brookice steps into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. Foul's called on Tikulski and is her third. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College inbounding the basketball. I beg your pardon, shooting free throws. It's bonus time. Kayla Brookeye shooting a 1-1. First free throw is good for Brookeye. Another free throw on the way for Brookeye. This one's up and through. So Brookeye makes both free throws. Dort College leads 65-43. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. With the basketball out front is Amanda Diaz. Diaz with it in between, gives it over to Sanchez. Sanchez now right side, Diaz. Dort College leading 65-43. 6.5 left to go in the game. Wesleyan basketball right side, Butcher. Butcher into the heart of the lane, kicks it out. Three on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket for Courtney Cook. Cook with 13, and the Dort College lead is 65-46. Left side pass, Newman. Newman gives it up. This is Chapman. Chapman right wing, Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking underneath the basket. Instead goes out front to Brookeye. Chapman looking down low. She'll squeeze the trigger for three, and she hits it. Chapman with 14. Dort College leads 68-46. Sanchez with the basketball to Diaz. Diaz gets the return pass. Now Sanchez in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. Passes left side to Kulstie. To Kulstie. Cut off. Butcher. Butcher with the right hand. Partially blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by Brookeye. Brookeye with the basketball. Brookeye on the right wing. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Under 6 to go now. 5:25 and counting. Right side with it is Brookeye. Brookeye driving in. Splits the defense. Loses it out of bounds. It's last touched by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 16 to shoot for the defenders. Jelsma will check in. Checking out is Skelhaus. Throwing the ball in left side of the lane is Jelsma. Jelsma gets it in to Chapman. Chapman into the lane. Chapman with the right hand. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. Abby Chapman with 16. And the defender lead is 70-46. Dort College with this one in hand, it would appear. 5 minutes remaining. Shot is blocked by Michael Holst. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. And that's going to go on Dort College's Emily Newman. Newman picks up her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Courtney Cook. Cook averaging 11.9 points per game. She has 13 today. First free throw is good for Cook. She's got another one coming. Cassandra Sulski will check into the game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Tikulski checks out. So another free throw on the way for Cook. And Cook makes them both. Cook with a pair of free throws. She's got 15 points, and the Dort College lead is 70-48, 4:49 remaining. Jelsma feeds it down low for Holst, and as the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 4:44 remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan bringing it up. Sanchez on the right wing. Sanchez looking down low. This is Kylie Ashley, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Cruz is in. Chapman is out. Jelsma is out. And Skelhaus is in. 4:33 remaining in the contest. Wesleyan with the basketball. Kelly Sanchez feeds it right side to Cook. Cook drops it off with the two-point bucket. That's Kylie Ashley. Ashley with 4 points. Dort College leads 70-50. Right side with it is Brookeye, and Brookeye is held on the play by Sanchez. Team foul number 9 on the Prairie Wolves. Dort College will shoot a 1-1 in the form of Kayla Brookeye. Brookice with 13. Holst checks out of the contest. Kerrivan Dyke checks in. First free throw is up and good for Brookice. Another free throw coming for Brookice. 71-50. And she extends the lead to 22 with a made free throw. North College leads 72-50. Brookice now with 15 points. A travel, an unforced error by Nebraska Wesleyan and Sanchez. It'll be North College inbounding the basketball. Newman will throw it in. Newman gets it inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Skelhaas takes it across the timeline. Skelhaas in between the circles, setting the offense, 3:55 and counting. Skelhaas passes it off left side, but a York College timeout kills the play. You're listening to KDSTR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, York College 72, Nebraska Wesleyan 50, 3:52 left to go in the game when we're back right after this. Emily Newman gets the ball inbounded from Cruz. Comes back to Skelhaas. Skelhaas driving in, double teamed, lost the ball, picked up by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Back to Skelhaas. Open to look at a three. She missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Newman. Newman back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Cruz. Cruz left pass down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around in the lane. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan driving up the floor with it on the right-hand side. Is Sanchez. Sanchez, they feed it down low. This is Butcher. Butcher's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on North College. It'll be Wesleyan shooting free throws. That foul called on Kerrivan Dyke, and Kerrivan Dyke has just fouled out of the contest with 3:06 remaining. Van Dyke is eliminated with 5 points. Michael Hulse checks back into the game. So free throws on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. Free throw is up and good for Butcher. Butcher with 16. Another free throw on the way for Butcher. That's short, no good. Rebound taken down by Holst. Holst gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas up the floor. 2:58 and counting. North College 72, Nebraska Wesleyan 51. Bounce pass down low to Brookice. Brookice can't finish it. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Stopping, putting up the three. No good is Diaz. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Lets traffic clear. Brookice with the basketball. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Cruz. Cruz down low to Holst. Holst faces up. Spins into the lane with the left hand, and she's going to be called for traveling. North College leading by 21, 2:26 remaining. Newman and Blount are back into the contest for North College. Shea DeAger also into the game, so Shea getting a little more time with North College losing two post players to foul trouble already. Wesleyan basketball. On the left side is Courtney Cook. Cook, left side to Sulski. Sulski, shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Butcher with a put back, no good. A rebound taken away by Shea DeAger. DeAger with the basketball. Left side pass. It goes to Newman. Newman gives it up. Right wing pass. They look down low for DeAger. Ball tipped. Blount comes up with it. No. She stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. 1:55 left to play in the game. Paige Engbers checks in for North College. North College leading by 21. Diaz walks it across the timeline. Wesleyan in no hurry right now, it seems. Comes back over to Sanchez. Sanchez launches a three, missed it, no good. fight for the rebound, taken back by Sanchez, and Sanchez is fouled on the play by Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal, her first. I believe they meant to give that to 23 and not 33. Sanchez, first free throw is good. First free throw by Sanchez is good. She's got 6 points. Team trails 72-52. And another free throw on the way for Sanchez. That one's up and good as well. 7 points for Sanchez. Dort College trails 72. Dort College leads 72-53. Newman inbounds the basketball. She gets it into Angbers. Paige Angbers hands it off to Emily Newman. Dort College will walk it up. 1:28 and counting. Pass goes left side over to Robin Blount. Blount in the lane, and Robin Blount's called for steps. Kylie Ashley checks into the game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Also checking in is Lauren Ziegenbein. Dort College 72, Wesleyan 53. Wesleyan bringing the basketball up. This is Emily Linus. Linus to Sulski. Sulski with the basketball. Sulski passes it back out front to Lauren Ziegenbein. Ziegenbein passes it off. Around the horn they go. They feed it down low. Shot in the lane is not good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And bringing the basketball into the front court. Those Angbers, they get it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, short jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. No, they let it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball with 46.7 seconds remaining, leading 72-53. Newman will inbound the basketball. And no question as to whether the shot clock but should have been reset or not. That is my guess, at least, what the question is. Newman gets the ball inbounded. Paige Angbers tripped up on the play, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan walking it up. 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be a 30-second timeout as they want to set up an out-of-bounds play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're a member FDIC. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Prairie Wolves have it. This is Linus. Linus kick out pass. They look for Linus again on the left elbow. They get it to her. 25 seconds on the shot. On the game clock. Ball is loose. Picked up by Wesleyan. Comes back out front to Sulski. Sulski will put up the shot. No good. Rebound cleared by Newman, and that'll do it. Newman hands it off to Jelsma. Jelsma will walk it up the floor. Dort College leading by 19, 72-53. 6 seconds left, five, and that's how it's going to end. Dort College, 72, Nebraska Wesleyan, 53. Dort College will improve to 13-14, 6-12 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 1-22, and 0-18 in the conference. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon, 72-53. A game that didn't have a lot of intrigue to it after Dort College went on a 9-0 run to take a 15-9 lead and eventually push that lead up to 20-9. They were up 15-7, and then Wesleyan ended a run, that 9-0 run, with a bucket, and Ord College got the lead up to double digits, 20-9, led by 13 at halftime, 36-23. Wesleyan cut the lead to 8 momentarily early in the second half. Ord College pulled away, though, got up 20-plus, and that's how it ends, with Ord College winning by 19, 72-53. And as I said, not a lot of intrigue to this one after Ord College held off that initial run by Wesleyan early in the second half, where they cut the lead down to 8. Ord College was led today by Abby Chapman, 16 points. Ord College was 26 of 60 as a team, 9 of 13 from the three-point line, 11 of 16 on free throws. Wesleyan, 17 of 56 from the floor for 30.4%, 4 for 19 on threes, 21.1%, 15 of 21 on free throws for 71.4%. Ord College rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 44 to 39. Turnovers, Wesleyan at 18, Ord College had 14. Abby Chapman had 16 points to lead Ord College, 6 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 5 on threes, 15 points for Kayla Brookeyes, 12 for Kim Cruz. 9 points for Micah Holst, 5 points for Robin Blount, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 5 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Elise Marish, 2 for Emily Newman. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 15 points for Courtney Cook, 16 points for Bridget Butcher, 7 points by Kelly Sanchez, 6 for Amanda Diaz, 4 each for Stacy Beller and Kylie Ashley, 1 point for Libby Henschke, for their total of 53 points. Ord College was paced in the rebounding department by Michael Holst with 8. Jessica Jelsma grabbed 6. Kara Van Dyke had 5. 3 each for Elise Marish, Kayla Brookeyes, and Shady Yeager. 2 by Jasmine Skelhaus, 1 each for Abby Chapman and Emily Newman. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Courtney Cook had 6 rebounds, 7 for Kelly Sanchez, 4 by Stacy Beller, 9 by Bridget Butcher. 2 assists each for Courtney Cook and Kelly Sanchez, and another 2 for Bridget Butcher. 2 steals by Kelly Sanchez for Nebraska Wesleyan. For North College, 4 assists by Kayla Brookeyes, 5 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 3 for Kim Cruz. 2 steals each for Kayla Brookeyes and Jasmine Skelhaus. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Ord College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. No Craig Steensma yet, but he'll be making his way up later. One final in other than this one. It was Ord College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 72-53, as you already know if you've been listening for any amount of time. Morningside defeats Doan 77-67 in Crete. Morningside keeps pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. Doan drops to 6-12, so Doan and Ord College both 6-12 now, tied for 8th place and the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Other scores, other games still being played. Hastings in control over Dakota Wesleyan, up by 8 with under 2 minutes to go. And Concordia leads Northwestern by 14 with about 2.5 minutes remaining. Midland is leading Briar Cliff. There's still about 7 minutes left to go in that contest. Men's teams out of the locker room warming up for the second half of our Twin Bill. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Ord College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College victorious earlier today over Nebraska Wesleyan 72-53. The Dort College women improved to 13-14 overall, 6-12 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-22 overall, 0-18 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia drops Northwestern earlier today in Seward, 89-78. So Concordia victorious today as well. Briarcliff and Midland, that one's going to go down to the wire. And that one's still got a little bit of time remaining. And it looked like Hastings was in control of their game with Dakota Wesleyan at last check, leading by 8 with under 2 minutes to go in that contest. And that was about 10 minutes ago. One other side note, Concordia and Northwestern. Bailey Morris tosses in 45 points for Concordia in that 89-78 win over Northwestern. Dort College was led in scoring today in women's basketball by Abby Chapman. She comes off of the bench for 16. Dort College was bothered by foul trouble most of this contest. Kayla Brookhuis had 15 and Kim Cruz had 12. Dort College lost two players to fouls. They were Kara Van Dyke and Elise Marish. Van Dyke and Marish combining for 9 points in 38 minutes of play in this one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way out of the locker room and takes a seat beside me. And Coach, not a flashy one, but you did what you needed to do. You limited Nebraska Wesleyan to 30% shooting. Rebounded them by 5, and in the second half, after a little bit of a rocky start in the second half, control play for the last 18 minutes or so, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I got to give some credit to Kayla Brookhuis and Jessica Jelsma there, that they just kind of steadied the ship and said, keep playing hard, keep getting good shots, and we'll be fine. And, you know, those senior leaders, it's just important to have them. And, you know, we were able to get good shots when things weren't, you know, necessarily we weren't getting what we wanted inside very much. We just weren't getting those things to go. So we went to some other things, and I was very proud of the effort in the second half. Even when they made that little run at us, you're right, at the beginning of the half they made a run. But we were able to kind of stem the tide and get after them defensively. And I'm pretty happy with the 50. You know, the 50 in the scorebook for them is always pretty good. We're going to have a good chance then, and you know, that's a credit to everyone. You know, I thought Micah Hulse gave us a big lift off the bench and did some nice things for us in terms of rebounding and being a presence in the lane and scoring some baskets. And she's probably going to have better days ahead, you know. But she really showed what she could do today.
Abby Chapman comes off of the bench to score 16 for you as well. 4-for-5 from the three-point line. 6-for-7 for the ballgame. She contributed well for you in a reserve role today as well.
Abby is a great shooter, and, you know, she got open looks today and was able to knock them down. You know, I feel really good for her because she works really hard. She's a great kid, and, you know, sometimes in the heat of the battle, she doesn't get to play that much. But if she's open, you know, and I think I can credit some people with setting really good screens for her, she's open, she's going to have a great chance to knock it in. So that's a really good number for her. 16 bench points from Abby is excellent.
Kara Van Dyke and Elise Marish struggled today. They both got into some foul trouble. Hard to get them in sync offensively as well. I guess the bright side is he still scored 72 points with those two players struggling from the floor today.
Right. You know, if you would have told me that Kara Van Dyke and Elise Marish were going to combine for 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 fouls, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. But the other players were able to step up, and, you know, I think that just goes to show what Nebraska Wesleyan can do in the post. They got us in foul trouble, and, you know, we really worked at that, and we warned them, and we told them what they like to do, but they were still able to do it. And so, you know, Kara and Elise will bounce back. They both will have a good week next week, I feel, and we'll be looking forward to next week making a run for the playoffs here.
Northwestern on Wednesday, back at home on Saturday with Midland. At the bare minimum to have a shot, you've got to get one out of those two. Two out of the two significantly helps your cause here down the home stretch.
Right. We will probably need to win both of those two. So we're just looking forward to the game on Wednesday, but enjoying the win today and having a, you know, a nice restful weekend where we can enjoy and relax and you know, watch the men's game here, and hopefully we'll have a great week next week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. As I scratch through and take a look at some of these scores from the conference today, I believe I've got everything up to date at the moment. Mount Marty State at 3-15. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-18. So here we go. These are the scores that we have up to this point. Briarcliff and Midland are still underway. Briarcliff was in control of that one, if I remember correctly, with about 6 minutes to go. But there's still a lot of time remaining in that contest. Here are the scores. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan, 99-86. The game you just heard was Dort College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 72-53. Concordia over Northwestern, 89-78. Bailey Morris goes for 45 in that one for Concordia. And Morningside over Doan, 77-67. Standings right now then, Concordia is 16-3. They're trying to limp in. They've got one game remaining next week. That is at Morningside. That will be a pivotal contest 1 week from today in Sioux City. Hastings is 15-3 with two games remaining. Hastings has to go to Midland and to Northwestern to close their season. Northwestern is 14-4. Northwestern will be hosting Dort College and hosting Hastings next week. Morningside is 14-4. Their two games remaining. Host Briarcliff and host Concordia. Midland is 9-8, pending the outcome with Briarcliff. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 9-10. Briarcliff is 7-10, pending the outcome with Midland. Dort and Doan are flat-footed tie right now, 6-12. Mount Marty is 3-15. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with